Okay, good evening, class. Matthew's chapter 20. I don't know if you noticed, but my classes, since we've been out, I've been doing it strictly online, have been a whole lot shorter, but I think we can get to the point a lot easier and get to where we need to get to. Matthew's chapter 20. And there's a point I want to make. You've heard me say this before in this class, the Church Unusual, that the church really comes from the word ecclesia, means the called out ones, called out by a name to carry a name, called out from an origin to carry a name. But just because you're called out doesn't mean you're actually going to carry the name. I think we've all been called. The Bible talks about all of us being able ministers, all of us being given gifts. But just because you are called does not mean you'll carry. And just because you're called out from an origin doesn't mean you'll function like the original. We were called out from God, but it does not mean you have to function from God. One of the greatest things God has given us, I've said this over and over again, is free will, is choice. And, you know, we see it at the beginning of the book of Genesis. We see it in the book of Genesis. We see in the book of Genesis how that choice was given to man. It didn't have to be, but it was given to man. And we see what mankind has done to it. I always say Genesis does not represent just what happened historically or on the timeline at that time, but it's given us an example of what we do on a regular basis and the choices that we have to make. So Matthew chapter 20, and here Jesus talking about his parable about the vineyard and the workers. And we'll do a little reading of it just for the sake of getting some understanding of what was going on. And these particular words that he used, for the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is a householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard, all right? And when he had agreed, I want you to underline that, when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day. I want you to underline that whole phrase in verse 2. When he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard, however you want to say it. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace. In other words, he saw other people standing, they wasn't doing nothing. And he said to them, go ye into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you. And they went their way. Now you realize the first said he agreed with them. For a penny, I mean, they had some kind of discussion. They said, well, I want this. I'll do this for you if you do this for me. That's making an agreement. It's like a contract. So now he said he agreed with them for a penny a day. All right, so there's an agreement made. There's some kind of agreement. The second said they didn't make an agreement. He said, y'all go work. Y'all go work. And whatever's due to you, you'll get it. And they just went on that word. He said, go you also in the vineyard, whatever's right, I'll give you. They went their way. And again, he went out by the sixth and ninth hour, right? And did likewise. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing idle, some more people. And he said to them, why stand ye here all day idle? They say unto him, watch this, because no man has hired us. I want you to highlight that too. They're standing idle, not because they want to be idle, but because no man has hired them, no man has put them to work, no man has thought them good enough to come and do it. Nobody called them. He said to them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that ye shall receive. Same thing he told the other one. So when the evening was come, the Lord of the vineyard said unto his steward, call the laborers and give them their hire. Beginning from the, catch the phrase, I want you to underline this too. Catch the phrase, because we're going to say this in a second. Beginning from the last to the first. Only thing that makes sense. How do you begin from the last? Right? Beginning from the last. Beginning from the last. Beginning from the last to the first. And when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first came, the ones that got hired the very first, the one that he agreed with, they supposed that they should receive more. And they likewise received every man a penny. And when they had received, they murmured against the good man of the house, saying, these lads have we brought for 1 hour. Thou hast made them equal unto us, which you have borne the burden of the heat of the day. But he answered them and said, friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst not I agree with thee for me for a penny? Take that as thine and go thy way. I will give unto this last even as unto thee. Is it not lawful for me to do that will with my, do what I will with my own? In other words, can I do what I want with mine? Is thine eye evil because I am good? So you know you're looking at me sideways because I'm doing a good thing. Now you look at me as I'm evil, or you look at me like you don't like me because I'm doing a good thing. So the last shall be first and the first shall be last. And this last statement right here, for many be called, but few are chosen. Now, if you know the history about this, Jesus talking to the children of Israel. He said to the centurion one time, when the centurion came and asked him to come heal him, Jesus said, okay, I'll come. The centurion said, no, you don't need to come under here. I'm a man. I don't have to go there right now. I'm a man in authority. I know if I say one, go, they're going to go. If I tell one, come. All you got to do is speak the word on him. And before Jesus even spoke the word, he turned and talked to the crowd. And he said, he said, the children are going to be left out. He said, there's going to be people come from the east, west, north, some far, far away that's going to be able to benefit from who God is and benefit what's in the house. And the children will be left out just because they're not answering the way that they should. Same thing he's saying here. He's giving an idea. I'm agreeing with y'all. I make a covenant with you, but you still won't be chosen. You still won't come. And then you're mad at me because I allow someone else to be equal to you. Right? This is what I'm saying. For many shall be called, but the few are chosen. The statement, it says the statement again. I want to go over because I don't want, let me read Matthew chapter 22. And we'll get to a point here in a minute, but I have to do some reading. Chapter 22, and Jesus answered, said to him, spake a parable, said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king was made a marriage for his son. And this is almost the same exact story told in a different way. And sent for the servants and called them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. You see that? They would not come. Again, he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden. Behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen, my fattens are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. But they made light of it and went their ways. One to his farm, another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. Okay, now a group of them killed his servants. This is what I'm saying. You got to see this in the process of God, his messengers, God, his plan, the plan of his over. People going to their farm or going to their merchandise. Some of them just want to kill the messengers. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. Then he said to the servants, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidding were not worthy. Not because they weren't worthy as individuals. No, it was worthy because how they responded. They were not worthy. Listen to what I'm saying. They were not worthy because of their response. The difference between worthy and unworthy is your response. The difference between holy and unholy is your response. The difference between righteous and unrighteous is your response. The difference between you being chosen and just being called is your response. Go ye therefore into the highways, verse 9, and as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage. So the servant went out to the highways and gathered together as many as they found, both bad and good, and the wedding was furnished with guests. And so that's one part of the story, and then we get to the second part has another nuance in it. It says, and when the king came to see the guests, he saw a man which had not a wedding garment on. And he said to him, friend, how camest thou not hither having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. I want you to underline that part. And he was speechless. Then the king said to the servant, bind him hand and foot and take him away and cast him in the outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen. I said, whoa, Lord Jesus, why'd you treat this man so bad just because he didn't have the clothes? It wasn't about the clothes. Listen to what I'm saying. He goes to the man. You have to do a little history in the background of the culture of the time. Most men only had one outfit. They had one outfit they would wear daily. They would wash it each evening, hang out to dry, the next morning they put that same thing on. If you were fancy or you had enough money, you would have two, and one that you would just keep hung up for occasions like weddings or to go to special occasions. Otherwise, you had to hurry up and get ready and make sure you're dressed for the wedding. This guy, it shows some effort that you wanted to be there. This guy shows up without the right clothes on, and when he was asked about it, didn't say anything back. Disrespect. And I said, I wonder why the Lord handled him so bad, but because the guy didn't even answer. It was a form of disrespect, and it was showing that I'm here, but I don't really want to be here. I'm only here by force. I'm only here because I have to be. Cast him out of here. So now, but you see the whole story, that there were for many are called, but few are chosen. Now, the only reason, remember the statement, there's many people that are called. God is called and looking for a lot. But the only reason, the difference between the chosen and the unchosen is your choosing. You decide whether you're chosen or not. Everybody's called. There's a lot of people that's called, but not many are chosen because not many choose. You say, well, what are we talking about choosing? Well, now, when you come to Jesus, people have this fantasy idea, the penny for a day. I want to sign up for Jesus to get heaven. They're trying to make a swap. I want to sign up for Jesus so I can get healing and prosperity. I want to sign up to Jesus so I can make sure my life is really good. I can sign up to Jesus so that my whole life will change. No. When you sign up for Jesus, and I'm saying like that for a reason, you sign up to give your life. You really sign your death certificate. You signed up to be challenged to give more than you were willing to give before that. You're saying, I'm willing to put my life on the line for this thing. And I'm not talking about the glitz and glamour. Everybody wants to be a preacher sometimes because they think it's glamorous. It's actually putting your life on the line. You're signing up to be crucified. But many can't handle that. Many don't want to choose that. Or many see, it's like the rich young ruler, many see what it entails or what it takes, or how far we gotta go, or what Jesus really expected, or how far God is really pushing us as a father, because he's really trying to push us into our sonship, but to see how much it takes. He's always gonna ask for more than you're willing to give. Stretching your will. But if you don't choose, you cannot be the chosen. So we have tons of sanctuaries and churches and ministry schools and pulpits and all that. And the people that have names and titles and are signed up for classes and students and doctors and apostles and pastors and evangelists, all these different things, and church members and elders and intercessors and worshipers and all these different things. But they want to be called, but they're not being chosen because they're not choosing to go the whole way. You've heard me say in this class before, he started telling Peter and the rest of the disciples what's going to happen to him. And Peter said, no, Lord, be not to thee. He's not choosing. He doesn't want to choose that fate for himself. Many go back. Jesus started talking about, you eat my body and drink my blood. He said, many of them left and went back after that one because they did not choose the next step. They did not choose the thing that was unlikely. They did not choose extending themselves further than they were willing to go previously. So being called is not really the big deal. Oh, I got a calling on my life. Yeah, God called me such a day. I don't care that he called you. Did you choose to go to the next level? Did you choose to die? Anybody that's worth doing something for the king, anybody that's worth doing something for the father, anybody worth doing something for the kingdom has chosen to give their lives and put their lives on the line, even unto death. Many called, few chosen. Many called, few chosen. This is why we have to have a class called Church Unusual, because church has been usual because it's full of called people that are not choosing. It's full of, and I blame the preachers. I blame the apostles and the prophets and the pastors and evangelists and teachers. I blame those that hold those offices. Those are the ones that I blame because the Bible says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And he says, watch this. We say the people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because the priests reject knowledge. But the way the scripture says it is, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Therefore, I reject you as priest, because you have not told the people what you were supposed to tell them. And I can't expect the people that follow me to put themselves on the line if I'm not putting my life on the line. I can't expect themselves to be expect somebody to be crucified with Christ if I'm not crucified with Christ. I can't expect you to listen to me right now and then put into practice what I'm saying if I'm not practicing it. So now we have a clergy and a church and an organization. It was never meant to be. Jesus was the church in the flesh, if you really want to look at it. Jesus showed us what church looks like in the flesh, what church, the original reason for church was. It's a live organism, and it looks like him, and it's willing to die, and it knows that it'll resurrect, but it's willing to die. It's willing to be crucified and ridiculed and put to an end for the sake of who it really is. You didn't sign up for that part, did you? And it may not be, you know, we persecuting people, ridiculing news and all that. Not even some of that. That stuff is, that's light work. But it's the idea that he's going to ask from you in particular, and everybody's situation is different. I don't know what you're in love with more than you're in love with God. I don't know what you cherish more than and what you would be willing to hold on to and not give up. but he's going to ask you for everything. I said it like that for a reason. Everything. He's going to ask you for everything. And can you choose? The rich young ruler couldn't choose it. He was cool with all the church stuff. I went to ministry school and I went everything. I did all the laws. I did all the stuff. I learned all that from my youth. He was cool with all that. But then when it gets to the point where you say, okay, no, watch this. Go give what you, go take what you have, sell to the, give it to the poor, and take your cross, come follow me. He went away sad because it was more than he was willing to give. So right now he was called, but not chosen because of his choosing. Many things, because we sit in the church and we sit in the pulpit and you signed up for this school and you say apostle, your pastor, you say your pastor, and you say all these different things and you're giving all this stuff. I don't care about none of that. Are you choosing to give more than you were previously willing to give? Are you choosing to answer the call? I called you to put your life on the line no matter what. And nobody left houses or lands or mothers or fathers or wives or children for my sake in the gospel. They won't receive a hundredfold. He says, I'm going to give you a hundredfold. He's agreeing with you and I'm going to give. But can you choose to give it up? And this becomes the difference between usual church and unusual church. Shouldn't even be a definition. Shouldn't even be a conversation. But we've dumbed things down. Mankind always dumbs things down to the way they want it to be. And now we've made the churches almost like the Republicans and the Democrats. Except we got more divisions. Pentecostal and Kojic and Word of Faith and Catholic and Presbyterian and Methodist and Four Score and Four Corner. And I mean, I can just name them all day long. Episcopalian and Seventh Day, all that. We've become just like that. We don't realize that there's a choosing that we have to make. And so to keep it simple, it's Matthew, and you just read these, you can read these parables, slow down, there'll be so much many more things that will unfold inside of them. Jesus is what church looks like in the flesh. And so what he did is what is expected of the church. I want to say this again, I was listening to an old message that I preached in 2018, that Jesus did not come and die to pay the price so that we didn't have to do anything. Jesus paid the price to show us how to pay the price. And then he makes this statement. He said, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these, because I go unto my Father. Yeah, that works means, that work includes dying. No, you want to do the miracle signs and wonders, great, but it includes the dying too. Amen.